Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and your heart starts racing, like you're suddenly on stage under the hot lights? Ever feel like you're constantly doubting yourself, second-guessing your moves? Well, trust me. You're not alone. In today's world, it can be easy to get caught up in the noise, bombarded with comparisons and expectations that leave us feeling anything but confident. But guess what? You have the power to change that. Today, we're diving deep into building confidence through positive self-talk. Think of it like this. Your inner voice is a powerful tool. It can either be your biggest cheerleader or your harshest critic. And just like any muscle, you can train it to be more positive and supportive. Because let's be real, positive self-talk isn't about faking it till you make it. It's about recognizing your strengths, celebrating your wins, big and small, and gently guiding yourself towards a more empowered mindset. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Leo. It can definitely feel like a battle against years of ingrained negativity. But trust me, even small shifts in your inner dialogue can make a world of difference. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey of building unshakable confidence through positive self-talk. 1. Become aware. The first step is awareness. Start paying attention to what your inner voice is saying. Are you constantly criticizing yourself? Dwelling on past mistakes? Writing yourself off before even trying? Once you're aware of those negative patterns, you can start to challenge them. 2. Challenge the negativity. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, our negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions. By questioning them, we can start to see things more objectively and realistically. 3. Practice gratitude. Think about all the good things in your life, big and small. That warm cup of coffee you enjoyed this morning? The friendly smile from a stranger? The roof over your head? Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus to the positive, boosting your mood and confidence. 4. Use affirmations. Positive affirmations are like little power mantras that can reprogram your subconscious mind. Repeat phrases like, I am capable, I am worthy, or I believe in myself regularly. Even if you don't fully believe them at first, saying them aloud reinforces the message and gradually changes your mindset. 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small the victory, celebrate it. Did you finish that project you were dreading? Nail a tough conversation? Did you simply get out of bed and face the day? Celebrate those wins. Recognizing your achievements builds self-esteem and reinforces positive self-talk. You know that feeling when you finally master a challenging skill. The one where you're like, wow, I actually did it. Remember that feeling, that sense of accomplishment, of knowing you're capable of incredible things? Positive self-talk is the key to unlocking that feeling more often in your life. Think about that last time you took on a challenge. Maybe it was presenting at work, trying out for a team, or even just asking someone out on a date. What were your thoughts before you did it? Were you filled with doubt and fear, or were you excited and ready to take on the world? Often, we let our inner critic hold us back from pursuing our passions and reaching our full potential. But by consciously choosing to speak kindly to ourselves, by believing in our own abilities, we can transform that fear into courage and unlock a whole new level of confidence. So remember, your words have power. Choose them wisely. Choose positive self-talk. It's time to rewrite your story and become the confident, empowered individual you were always meant to be. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little dose of self-love. And if you found these tips helpful, leave us a review. It really makes a difference. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.